Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. The time, and we are now on the radio. We give God all the glory. All the glory. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we're going to have Jason, we're going to have a Newsom, and we're going to have a young lady by the name of Monica. So stay in prayer. Ask God for the blessing. We're going to watch God do what he say he's going to do. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. Because that's the kind of God we serve. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Praise the living God. Amen, amen. Hello, Jason. Your time is up. Your time is now.
Good evening, Doctor. How you doing today?
How you doing? How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing just fine, by the grace of God.
And the family?
Everyone is doing well. Everyone is doing well. Like I said, cannot complain. We had some wonderful weather today, and everything is going good. cannot complain, and it's just so good to hear your voice.
Amen. Well, the Lord love you, and I thank you for coming back on once again with us. God bless you.
You as well.
Right.
And thank you for having me. Amen.
All right.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get right in, and we're just thankful today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad in it and rejoice. And we're just so thankful that God has woken us up again today and breathed the breath of life into us, which means that he is not done with us and he still has a purpose for us today. And so what better way than to wrap up the day that he's given us by fellowshipping once again with his word. So I just want to say again, thank you for having me on, and I want to say grace and peace to you from God our Father and our
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ for those that are listening. Amen. So we're going to open in Scripture. We're going to open in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. That's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verse 9 through 13. And it reads, verse 9, so I say to you, this is Jesus speaking, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which of your fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I think we can all agree that prayer is a big part of our life. Should be a big part of life, but it is a big part of the Christian walk. And prayer is a big part of our fellowship with God. When we pray, we're going to not only be in fellowship with God, but in that prayer, as we communicate back and forth with God, we're lifting up requests and petitions to him with the expectation to receive an answer. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
And so, you know, prayer is a big part of, again, as I said earlier, our fellowship with God. But sometimes, you know, as, you know, we grow and we try to grow closer to Christ, come closer to God in our life, sometimes we can find that our prayer life is ineffective. Sometimes we can get discouraged in our prayer life. Sometimes we feel like we just wonder whether it's worth it. Does God hear? Does he even answer our prayers? We can lose heart in our prayer life. And sometimes we can't put, you know, our finger on it. Why is it that we feel like we see maybe other people around and they're testifying about how God is working in their prayer life, and for some odd reason we seem like we're not is having as much abundance in Christ in our prayer life and fellowship. And so what we're going to talk about here is we're going to hit there's so much about fellowship with God from the Old and the New Testament. Well, what we're going to do the next 4 weeks, Lord willing, we're going to get into a series on our fellowship with God surrounding the Lord's Prayer.
Say it again.
We're going to get into a, amen, we're going to get into a series on our fellowship with God, and it's going to surround the Lord's Prayer. It's going to surround the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to, for the next 4 weeks, we're going to take a journey through the different scriptures that make up the entirety of the Lord's Prayer that is in Matthew chapter 6. And so we're going to take that piece by piece and as we go through. And I believe that as we go through the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us on the things that we can do and how to be effective when we come before the Father, because sometimes we're not effective because we don't come in the right way before the Father, or we have things on us that is not settled and taken care of. So we're going to use that as our template as we go through dealing with how do we effectively be in fellowship with God and how our prayer life could be more effective. And so today, we're going to talk about the first portion of the Lord's Prayer. We're going to talk about how we enter into the presence of God, because that's what we do. When we get to prayer before God, we are going before His throne. We're entering into His presence, and we're going to talk about the whole idea of thanksgiving and praise is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Matthew in three parts, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. The second part, we're going to talk about what does hallowed mean? What does hallowed, the word hallowed is used in the scripture, what does it mean? And then we're going to talk about why praise and thanks to God should be the first things uttered in our prayers towards Him. So if you would just turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus says, this then is how you should pray. Because we're in a time where the disciples look up and say, Lord and Savior, he looks up at our Lord and Savior, and they say, Lord, teach us how to pray. And Jesus says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, we got a whole bunch of things that Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer. Well, we're going to take this chunk by chunk. So today we're going to talk about verse 9. This then is how you should pray. His first instruction to us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Be thy name.
Amen.
Amen.
So what is Jesus telling us? What is our Lord teaching us? Because remember, when we get saved or you know, and we grow in our relationship with God, sometimes we just assume, we just start talking, and we know how to pray. But sometimes we get to a place and realize, I know I had to, but we have to say, Lord, I don't know how to pray. Please teach me how to pray. Please teach me what I should ask for. How do I come before you? And so Jesus says, this is how you should pray. First thing we have to do, he says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, when we come before God, what we should acknowledge his position and authority over us. We should acknowledge his position and authority over us. In other words, we on earth, he is in heaven. The God is that we worship is in heaven. He's created everything. So in other words, yes, we're coming with our petitions. Yes, we have things we're talking. And God desires. He desires fellowship. He wants to hear what we have to say. But my Bible says that he already knows anyway. What is it you're going to ask before you open your mouth? So it's not like he doesn't already know. But, you know, a lot of times we have to realize that when we come before God, you know, if whenever we are in touch with God, even though he's helping us with the issues and things we have going on in our life, again, our fellowship with God is still always about him. It's always about him. And so when Jesus, the first thing he says, he is our Father in heaven. The first thing he did was he instructed his disciples first acknowledge whom you pray to. So there was a prayer to an earthly father. He had them acknowledge that the position that the Father in heaven who created everything was in comparison to us, our Father in heaven. So we begin to acknowledge who he is and where he is in position to us. He is, in other words, he is high and lifted up, is what our Lord has said. He's high and lifted up. I love it. And 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11 says, yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. Yours are exalted as head over all. And this is just a perfect example where, you know, the word is telling us his position, that he is head over all. He is great, he is powerful, he is glorious. And those words and that, we bring that exalting him and that praise for him, okay, when we come to, we thank him for the things that he has done for us. We praise him and we honor him. Those are the first things we come with when we come before him, is God. And so, again, our Father in heaven, okay, we acknowledge the position that he's in and how great he's in, how high and lifted up he is, and how he has a name above every name. And anything that's in this world, he is great. We acknowledge him for where he is. The second portion is hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Okay, so, but some of us, I've read the Lord's Prayer many times in my life when I was a kid. You know, we used to say the Lord's Prayer in church and whatnot. You say, hallowed be thy name. But I never quite knew what hallowed means. What Amen. Hallowed means. Now, there's different versions of it, but for the most part, what hallowed means is to honor as holy. So let me say it again. To honor as holy is what hallowed means. See, yes. We not only recognize the position that God is in, our Father in heaven, but we, when we say, hallowed be thy name, we say, God, you are holy. You are holy. You know, and you honor God when we tell him that we're holy, but that's who he is, and that's the position he is in our life. He is our Father in heaven. I love how the Lord told Moses. He told Moses when he was giving him instructions for the law in Leviticus. And Lord spoke on it very specific about it. He just told Moses, as if Moses didn't already know, but he spoke to him again and told him who he is. He told Moses in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, he told Moses, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
Holy.
Amen. Let's read that one more time. He says, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. So you see, when we say, hallowed be thy name, we are recognizing him for who he is, not only where he is, but who he is, that he is high and lifted up, but he is holy, and we speak that with praise and thanksgiving with all our hearts. We acknowledge him when we come into his presence for who he is. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so, amen. So, we know when we say hallowed be thy name, that is to honor as holy, to honor God as holy. Okay, now, what is some ways? How do we honor God who is holy when we are entering into his presence? Well, the thing is that when we enter into his presence is that we do that with praise and thanksgiving. Praise and thanksgiving. I love it. it says in Psalms, very popular scripture, Psalms 100, verse 4, and it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Praise his name. Amen. We enter his gates. So we don't come up with God and all. I'm just, you know, and, no, we acknowledge him for who he is, and we enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Because, again, I always say, yes. Does God want to hear from us? Yes. Does he desire fellowship with us? Yes. Does he love us? Yes, he does. But we have to remember, that we serve a holy God. We have to remember who he is. And sometimes what this is about is God putting us in a posture to be in fellowship and receive what he has for us. So remember, this is all about entering his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Amen. I know there have been times in my fellow, you know, a lot of us got jobs and we have things that go all up, that go on through the day. And I'm not saying that sometimes, you know, when you're talking to God, you're just talking to him plain, and you may not start off praise and then thanksgiving. And he does hear, but it doesn't change what he desires of us as we mature in Christ. And so, you know, there are times when it's just, you know, as the day goes on, stuff happens. We get home. I don't know about you. Sometimes after I get done dealing with grown folks all day at the job, and then I got the hours drive home dealing with crazy folks on the highway, and then I got the kids to deal with. By the time I get in the room to pray, God, I'm just not in the spirit to pray. Even though before God, I don't even feel like praying. But see, that's where this comes in. Because, you know, if you can't pray, just start singing to him. Just start praising the Lord in your private room. You're in closet. It doesn't matter. If you can't hold the tune, because, again, the Bible says that God is not paying attention about how well you hold the tune. He is looking at the heart of the worshiper. You see, to serve God, to worship him, we must do so in spirit and truth. That is the type of worshipers that God seeks. Spirit and truth. So he's looking at the heart of the person that's giving praise and thanksgiving. And we could just start singing right there in our room. Just start singing. And you know what? If you can't remember a song, well, my Bible says, sing unto him a new song. You can make up a song that comes from your heart to praise him. Psalms 98:1 says, sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. And see, again, this is about acknowledging him. I've done it sometimes. I just couldn't remember quite all the songs, so I just start singing and thanking him. Because, again, it's thanksgiving and praise. It's acknowledging where he is. And it's thanking him for all that he's done, because he has done it. And it puts us in a posture of to receive and to be in fellowship in him. So here's the thing. So why do we acknowledge him first? Why is it good to acknowledge God first when we come? We get in our room, we start praying to him, and we enter into his presence. Why is it good to acknowledge him first? Why should we praise and thank him for all he is and all he does to enter his presence? Why should we? Well, let's keep reading in Psalms 105. Let's go from verse 4 to verse 5. And it says, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all the generations. See, it just didn't stop and say, enter his gates of thanksgiving and his courts of praise and give thanks to him and praise his name. In verse 5, it goes on to say, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all the generations. So we do it because we recognize no matter what's going on, God is good. We have to, and also when we start singing and whatnot, and we start to praise him and whatnot, and we start to, you know, we start focusing on him. And we start focusing on all the things going on around us, and we put ourselves in a position to praise him. We put ourselves in a position to receive him. We put ourselves in a position to be in fellowship with him. You know, because sometimes, too many times, is know, we all get there sometimes. We treat the Lord like he's a sugar daddy. We come into, you try to come into his presence, and we just want. You, daddy, if you can just give it this. Daddy, if you can just give it that. God has no, you can imagine some of us as fathers. You know, if we had a child that only came to us when they needed something, as soon as they got what they wanted, they left our presence, that wouldn't be pleasing. That wouldn't make us feel good. So what makes us think that a heavenly Father who created us desires such a relationship? No, he wants us to be able to be in the right posture before him so that we can benefit and receive him. And it's nothing like focusing, because see, when we start focusing on him as we go into his presence, that means we're not focusing on us. And if we focus on him, then God takes care of us. He takes care of us anyway, because even though sometimes we may be faithless, he is faithful. And it says here, again, the reason why we enter his gates of thanksgiving and praise is because God is good.
Good.
God is good. And we need to remember, sometimes, again, the reason why our prayer life doesn't feel as effective, we feel like sometimes the presence of the Lord is not around, because as we grow with God, sometimes we're not coming at him at the right way, in the right way. And so we just need to remember that. And so as we come to a close, again, there's just a few small final points that I just want to make sure we understand. Again, we're talking about fellowship with God. We're talking about our prayer life. We have talked about, again, this first portion of the Lord's Prayer. As Jesus laid out all the facets of the things that we need to cover and talk about with God and the way in which to come to God in this Lord's Prayer. But we only come in verse 9 of Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. But remember, our effectiveness in prayer has a lot to do with how we approach it. Now, we can go back to the Old Testament, and we can talk about how the priests and the folks had to go into the tabernacle, and you get a good sense of the holiness of God. And yes. But we have a whole other sermon for a whole other day. Yes. You kind of get a sense of that. Amen. Dr. Hunter, I'm sure you can just go ahead and open up and speak on that for about an hour. Amen. And approaching God is a very important part of what we get out of prayer with him. And, again, God tells us to come to him with our needs. He tells us he wants to see us. He wants to fellowship us because he wants to take our burdens. He wants to deal with our issues. He wants us to know that he cares and he loves us. Okay? It doesn't matter. You know, his love is unconditional. But we serve a holy God, and that's a part of how we our reverence towards him. So, again, God tells us to come to him. But, however, the Lord teaches us that when we come to God, we make our fellowship about him be about him and not necessarily about us. And when we make it about him, then God is always going to take care of us. In other words, when we are in thanksgiving and praise before God, what we're doing is we're turning the focus away from us and we're focusing on him. And we acknowledge him. And see, when we focus on him, he puts our hearts and minds in a spiritual to be in his presence. And we honor him. We honor him. Remember, hallowed be thy name. We honor him as holy. And when we do that by thinking and lifting up his holy name, we do that with our voice. Sometimes people don't want to sing, but they just speak and just declare how great he is in our life. And again, why do we come to God in this manner? Why do we enter into his presence with thanksgiving and praise? It's for three primary reasons. Because he's good. Number two, because his love endures forever. And the last one, because he's faithful. He's faithful to us. He's faithful to us when we're not faithful to him. He's there with us. He covers us even when we're unable to hold up our heads. And that's why it's so important. As the first portion of understanding being effective in our prayer life has a lot to do with how we approach him. And so that's the lesson for today, part one of four lessons for the next 4 weeks that we're going to do. We're going to talk about our prayer life and how we'll become more effective in prayer, and what better way to learn about our effectiveness of our prayer and fellowship with God than centered around the Lord's Prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Jason?
Yes, sir. Anybody got any questions, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm sending you an email now. I want you to, well, I'll call you when we get through, but let's go ahead and complete it. Anybody got any statement or question they want to say to Jason?
Well, I just want to say that was a wonderful, wonderful message, and I truly, truly enjoyed it. We do have to stay faithful, and we do have to let the Father know that we love him and call upon his name. And just keep prayer at our lips. And you know, and I love that so much because it reminds me of the story of Hezekiah, how he received a message that he was going to die. But Hezekiah was faithful and prayed, and the Lord healed him and added years to his life. So, you know, it reminds us to call upon him and stay faithful. And I truly enjoyed that message. I really did. I enjoyed it.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Well, one thing I want to do, Jason, because what I want to do is, you and I will be in discuss, because I'll tell you, you hit something here. You said four series. Who got a word? Somebody got a word? Go ahead. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I thought somebody else. But anyway, this series you're talking about is so powerful. I'm going back and looking at my old notes and see if I can update them. So you guys said, wow, boy, you guys, you're talking about the priest, the Levitical priest. Man, you couldn't even approach God, how holy he was.
Amen.
You couldn't even approach him. And I see people, well, that's another story, but I thank God for the teaching that you had. And the last word belong to you.
Amen. I had read a book one time that one of my brothers in Christ gave, and it was called The Prayer of the Tabernacle. It was about a 50-page book, and it talked about all the things the priests had to do in all the different places in the temple and the things that they had to go through to purify themselves. And it was some serious business to go before the Lord. But what I learned about that is that from the time they started into the temple to the time they got to in the presence of God, there was all this conditioning of their spirit and everything else to make them ready to be in the presence of God.
That's right.
It's amazing how Jesus came and fulfilled the law and stuff like that, but sometimes we need to remember as we mature in God that there's a way we need to come at God. You think about it, you know, if you had an earthly father, okay, and you were a child, you know, and if I had a request for him, something I wanted him to do, I was very conscious as a child of how I approached my father. So I was conscious of whether it was the right time to get in front of him. Conscious of whether he was in the right mood or what I was going to say when I got there. So sometimes if it was very important to me, I would rehearse and practice and make sure when I came to him, not only was I clear what I said, but I was humble in what I said, because if I come with an entitlement attitude, like he's supposed to just do something for me because he's my father, well, I ain't about to get nothing. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to get is the belt. And so sometimes we forget that we had that somewhat relationship with our earthly father. How much more should we be conscious of how we come before our heavenly father? And it's not that he's going to open up the earth and swallow that, but it's because we're conscious, because that consciousness is driven by, should be driven by our love for him.
Yes.
We love him so much. We want to make sure that we want to let them know, look, Lord, this ain't just about what I need. I just love being in your presence. I just love you for who you are. And that should be the first thing we should be doing. And so this is, again, a very important series, something that God has put on my heart. And next week we're going to be talking about part two. We're going to be talking about asking for daily bread. That's where we're going next. And so, again, I thank you, Dr. Hunter, for having me once again. And it's just always a blessing for me to be in fellowship with not only you, but those that listen. Amen.
Amen. Well, the thing I want you to do is I want you to remember, we're going to put this on the Facebook, what you're going to do. So you go ahead and write it up and send it back to me. We're going to put it on the Facebook. I'm going to put it on YouTube. I'm going to put it up because the world needs to go. If you can start back with the first series and reintroduce it, it might be more. It might be more. Somebody's listening. Somebody might want to know more. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll give it out to you.
Okay. Well, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you until such time. Peace be with you, okay?
You too. Love you and take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Well, the Lord, God has been so good. God has been so good. But I will say this to us tonight. God bless you with what he said. But we got another man coming on. Apostle Newsom, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Dr. Hunter?
Oh, I tell you, we're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. Yeah.
God is good.
Amen. Well, you know, God has been so good.
Yes,
and
sir.
Tonight's the night that, see, we just saying, God, you're doing a great thing because we've been in prayer. We're in prayer for a small end, but we want to hear what the Lord has put on your heart for us tonight that we can feast off of. Amen?
All right. All right.
All right. Let's feast.
Well, glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another day. Well, if you would turn your Bibles with me, those who are listening, turn your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs chapter 23 and look at verse 7. And I'll be focusing on part A of that scripture. It says, for as he or a man or woman thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Now we'll be looking, coming from that part A of that scripture, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The message God has given me for everyone who's listening is take control of your thinking.
Take
control of your thinking. I tell you, your thoughts can, they will make you or break you. They will make you or break you. And I tell you, Satan, he will have a field day with you if you don't take control of your thinking. He'll try to shoot those fiery darts at you. He'll try to torment you and try to put you over into fear. If you, child of God, don't take control of your thinking. As a man or woman thinketh in his heart, so is he. You will become what you think. You will become, and that's a fact. That's the truth. You will become what you think. Your thinking will make you, your thoughts will make you, or they will break you. Look at here. You know, Satan, he come in nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy. I tell you, Satan, I know now. I know this is the truth. He'll have you looking at a pimple all day long, making you think that it's cancer if he can do it. He'll try to take your mind. He'll try to torment your mind. If you cough, he'll try to make you think that cough is a sign of cancer. He'll try to torment you. He'll try to make you think that you're going down for the count. You're not going to make it. This is it. It's all over with. And so that's why it's so very important that we take control of our thinking.
Amen.
Matter of fact, that's how you got born again. That's how you got born again. You just didn't get born again. I just didn't get born again by repeating some words. No, it's much more than repeating some words. The scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess Yeshua as Lord with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You'll have forgiveness of all your sins and eternal life with God. So it's not just repeating words. You really got to mean it from the heart. You got to mean it from the heart. and your heart, the scripture's not talking about that physical part of your body, that muscle that pumps blood. No, when he's talking about your heart, he's talking about what you think with. What you think with. The Hebrew word for heart is nefesh. Nefesh. That's the Hebrew word for heart. And he's talking about your soul. He's talking about your passions, your emotions, your imagination, your intellect, your mind. He's talking about your appetite. All that is within a person, that inner being of a man. That's where you, not only did you get born again by what you said or repeated out of your mouth, but you have to make that decision in your heart. In your heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That word thinketh in the Hebrew is sha'ar. Sha'ar. It means to split or open. It means to act as a gatekeeper. See, we have to watch what we allow in our minds.
Yes.
Because we have to allow, we have to act as a gatekeeper. What does a gatekeeper do? A gatekeeper lets people in and let people what? Out. We have to watch what thoughts we let in our minds, what information we let in our minds. And we surely have to watch what we let come out. Because I tell you, it'll come to pass. It will manifest. It will come to pass in your life. You are what you think you are. It's true. You are what you think you are. I tell you, we got to take control of our minds. You see, that's why Satan attacks our minds. That's why the scripture over in Ephesians says he shoots those fiery darts. Those fiery darts. Where do he shoot them at? He shoot them at our minds. He tries to take over our mind. Satan, don't let anyone run your mind. You take control of your mind. Satan tries to take over your mind. He tries to get entrance to your mind. He tries to get a foothold because he figures if I can just get an inch, if I can just get a little bit, I can take over his whole mind.
That's it.
It's just like a mountain climber. A mountain climber, all they have to do to climb a whole mountain is just to get a good piece, firm hold on just a little piece of it. If they can get a little hold on a piece of that mountain, they can eventually climb the whole mountain. And so that's what Satan, the way he looks at it. If I can get a foothold in his mind or in her mind, I can take their mind. I can take control of them. So that's why God gave me this message to give to everyone who's listening all around the world. God wants to encourage you to take control of your thinking. That word think is sha'ar. Sha'ar. It means to act as the doorkeeper. We have the power to let in or kick out of our mind what we want to. It means to think. To think. That word thinketh is sha'ar. It means to split or open. To split or open. When we open, we need to watch what we let into our mind. I tell you, and when you begin to start thinking the way God wants you to think, don't look for someone to pat you on the back. That's not happening. That's not happening.
It
seems like the world would pat you on the back and say, hey, congratulations, you're thinking right and you're doing the right things. No, don't look for a pat on the back or for people to encourage you when you begin to think like God tells you to think. The world will hate the way you think.
When you line your thinking up
to the word of God and you start thinking like God wants you to think, Dr. Hunter, the world will hate you.
It will hate you.
They will hate you when you line your thinking up like God tells you to think. Look, I tell you, I was sharing with a pastor just a few days ago. I was sharing with the pastor. You know, I said, you know, Genesis 6:3 says that he satisfies us with long life. I mean, excuse me, Genesis 6:3, God says man's days shall be 120 years. I'm living 120 years. I'm talking to another pastor now. And I'm expecting for him to say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I gave him the scripture. I said, you know, Psalms 91, you know, verse 16, God says he satisfies us with long life. And then he came back and he said, well, you know, everybody's not going to live to be 120. You know that.
Woo!
I said, hello. I just shared with you, he satisfies us with long life. He allows a person to live as long as they want to live.
Yes.
So I don't have any argument there. People decide how long they want to live. But the scripture clearly says that he satisfies us with long life. What does that mean? He allows us to live until we're satisfied.
Amen.
That's what the scripture is saying. So you have so many people, even some of the saints, they try to fight against what the scripture, and that's why God said you have to take control of your thinking.
Don't let anyone else think for you.
People will talk you out of your healing. And you see in the scripture, Isaiah 53 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, we are healed. I'll be telling you, I'm healed. But my body's hurting, but I'm feeling this pain. That's all right. I'm healed. My body's
healed.
I haven't gotten the memo yet. I'm healed. We got to think like God's word tell us to think. We're healed, child of God. You're healed. You're not sick. You're healed. Get Isaiah 53:5 in you. Get brainwashed with it. We're healed. Not going to be healed. If you're waiting to get healed, you might just die. Because the scripture says we are healed.
We are healed.
We're healed already.
I'm healed already.
So what, you're feeling some pains here and that. Maybe your body just haven't gotten the memo yet.
Oh, hallelujah.
You're healed. And when we change our thinking, I tell you, you'll live. You'll live when you think, set your thinking up according to God's word. You'll live. Get in the word, child of God. Get in the word of God. I tell you, don't you know who lives in you? Romans chapter 8, I believe it's verse 11, Dr. Hunter, Romans chapter 8, verse 11,
yes,
tells us that the same spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead lives in us.
Yes.
And he will quicken us. He brings us to life. The same spirit that brought Lazarus from the dead lives in us.
Yes.
So why should it be so hard? How can you believe to go to heaven, but yet you can't believe that by with his stripes you're healed?
Amen.
We've got to line our minds up to the word of God. Take control of your thinking. And when you begin to take control of your thinking, I tell you, don't look for pats on the back. The world is going to hate you. They're not going to agree with the way you think and do things. The world will hate you when you take control of your thinking. Look at John chapter 15 and verse 19. John chapter 15 and verse 19. Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. Look at Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. The scripture says, and he said, that which cometh out of the man, that's what defileth the man. From within, out of the heart, that word heart in the Greek is cardia. Cardia. That's where the English word cardio comes from. Cardia. For from within, out of the cardia, or the heart, the thoughts and the feelings of men proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lavish lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from where? Within. And defile the man. That's backing up what I'm telling you. As a man thinketh in his mind, his heart, so is he. That's what you'll become. If you think you'll be perverted, you'll become perverted. If you think you're a loser, you'll become a loser. If you think you're a bomb, you'll become a bomb. Whatever you think, that's what you'll become. So just the flip side of that, thinking all that evil, it will manifest in your life. Begin to think good, and that will manifest in your life. Take control of your thinking. The world, which in the Greek is cosmos, that's the cosmos, the world, that he's talking about those that are not of the ecclesia, those who are not of the believers, the born-again believers, those who are not of the assembly of Yahweh. Those people will hate you for the way that you think. They'll hate you. So don't look for the world to give you a pat on the back once you line your thinking up with the Word of God. And I tell you, Dr. Hunter, some of the baby Christians that are not in their word and learning and being disciples, some of them would turn on you also.
Amen. They surely will.
I'm talking health. I'm talking prosperity. I'm talking God is good, and God wants to raise you up and elevate you. And some of the saints get mad at that.
Yeah, they will. You're right. Preach.
What does that tell me? That tells me that they need to take control of their thinking.
Take control.
You can't go anywhere that your mind don't go first.
Amen.
You can't go anywhere that your mind don't go first. Now, here's a bad example. I mean, you know, it's a wicked example, but it's an example that will get across to the people. Premeditated murder. A person who commits premeditated murder, before it actually happened, what did they do first? They planned it out. They thought about it.
A to Z, they planned it out.
A to Z. They planned it out and thought about it in their mind, and then it manifested in the natural. You see? You see the power of your thinking?
Yes.
As a man or woman thinketh in his heart, which is his soul, his mind, will, emotions, imagination, and intellect, his desires and appetite, as a man, his inward man. It's his inward man, where your thoughts are. As a man thinketh in his heart, in his nefesh. Nefesh is the Hebrew word for heart. As a man thinketh in his nefesh, the Greek word is cardia, cardia. As a man thinketh in his nefesh, the Hebrew word, cardia, the Greek word, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's what you're going to become. And so God knows that. He's the one who made it like this. So he says, I need you, child of God, to take control of your thinking. Take control of your thinking. You don't have to sit around being tormented. You don't have to sit around, and you shouldn't sit around being tormented by the devil. No, you have to take control of your thinking. Don't let anyone else take control of your thinking. You take control of your thinking. Line your thinking up to the Word of God.
Amen.
Number one, you've got, look at the word defile. You say, what comes out the heart is what defiles the man. The heart is what? The cardia. It's the inner man. It's the mind.
Yes.
That's what defiles a man, what comes out of your thought, your thought life. That's what will defile you. That word defile in the Greek is to defile. It means to make unclean. It means to pollute. So all these perverted things that are going on in the world, all these perverted and messed up things that we do as people at times, it came from our cardia. It came from our nefesh. It came from our heart. We thought about it. It was in our mind, and it manifested outward. That's why we got to take control of our thinking.
We've got to take control of our thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Number one, we need to think positive. We need to think positive. According to the scripture, We need to think, if we're going to take control of our thinking, number one, we need to think positive. I don't like being around negative thinkers. I don't like being around negative people. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Look what the Apostle Paul said. He says, finally, brother.
Finally.
Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. That's positive thinking.
Positive.
We need to think positive. Think on the good thing. And then I like when he says, think on those things which are of a good report. If you go to the doctor and the doctor give you a negative report, well, God says don't think on those things which are negative. So what do you have to do? Write yourself out a good report. You become your own doctor. Write out your own medical report. Get a sheet of paper and write up at the top medical report, and under medical report on that sheet of paper, write Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
Make up your own medical report. Think on good reports. Think on lovely and true and pure things. We have to think positive.
Amen.
Take control of your thinking. Think positive. Refocus. Focus on what God says.
Amen.
Number two, we're talking about taking control of your thinking. Number one, think positive. Number two, these are things that we actually have to do. Because Satan shoots fiery darts at everybody's minds every day, through the television, through the radio, through people. I'm telling you, in this world is evil. So we're steadily picking up a negative thing that could alter our lives if we begin to think on them. We need to take control of our thinking. Number one, think positive. Number two, think to bring change. Think to bring change. You want to be a great businessman. Well, you need to take control of your thinking, get business books, place them all around your house or apartment or wherever you live. You need to take control of your thinking. You can't go no further than what your thinking goes.
Amen.
You can't go where your thinking don't go first. In order to get to where you want to go, you got to begin to think to bring change. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2 will show you that. And be ye not conformed to this world. Don't become like the cosmos. Don't become like the unsaved, those people who are not of the ecclesia, the assembly of God's people, the group of God's people. You know what? You want to become like them. You don't. You want to become like God's children. You don't want to become like the cosmos. That's the unbelievers. That's the world.
Yeah.
They're not part of the ecclesia. You don't want to become like them. So what? The scripture says, be ye not conformed to this world, the cosmos.
Amen.
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So in order to change, you've got to first change your mind.
Change your mind.
Trans, that root word trans, we see that root word trans in our transit system in Houston, Texas. Well, what does the transit system do? The transit system takes you from point A to point B. Trans, it means to take you from one place to another. So what the scripture is saying, in order to go from one place to another, we're going to have to transform our mind. You can't go to that place you want to go to until first your mind goes there first.
Amen.
Number two,
teach it.
You have to think to bring change. Number three, you have to think to bring success. You want to be successful in life? You're going to have to think right. You don't have to think the way God wants you to think. You have to think the way the scripture tells you to think to have success. You're not going to have success if you keep thinking the same old way. A lot of people won't go where God wants them to be at because fear comes in. They need to get kick fear out. Change your thinking. Stop thinking bad about yourself. Change your thinking. You're going to have to think to bring success. The scripture says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Think on it and mutter it off your mouth. There is day and night that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You're going to have to think to bring success. My next point, you're going to have to think to bring health. You're going to have to think to bring health. I want divine health. I want good health. I want all the divine health manifested in my life, just like the word says. Well, you're going to have to think it. You got to think Mary, not sadness and gloom and doom. You're going to have to think Mary in your mind, Mary in your heart. Look at Proverbs 17 and verse 22. The scripture says, a merry heart. There it is. A merry heart. That's the inner part of man. That's your mind, your will, your emotions.
Yeah.
A merry mind, a merry heart, do it what? Good like a medicine.
Yes.
But a broken spirit drives the bones. You see, you can think yourself healthy. I've heard the doctors talking about that on TV, all the scientists. You know what they're talking about? How, you know what, your mind controls how your health is and all that. They're just not coming up with that and finding out about it, but God knew it all along.
Yes. Hey, glory.
He knew it all along. Think yourself healthy. Put that scripture, Isaiah 53, 5, in your mind.
Yes.
Think yourself happy. You're healthy. Be joyful. A merry mind. A merry inner man. A merry heart. Do it good like a medicine. It'll bring healing to you. You'll walk in divine health.
Amen.
Don't sit around thinking evil. Think no evil, the scripture says. Think no, lack is evil. Sickness is evil. Disease is evil. Think no evil. No evil will take place in your body. Think no evil. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 5. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Do it not behave itself unseemly. Seek it not her own. Is not easily provoked. Think it no evil.
Yes.
Love thinketh no evil. We have no business sitting around thinking evil.
Evil.
We've got to take control of our thinking. We've got to think right just to keep what God has given us. We've got to think right to keep what God has given us. The scripture in Mark 2, 22, when you get a chance, read it. Mark chapter 2, verse 22. Says you don't put new wine into old wine skin or bottles. They use bottles. They use wine skin. If you put new wine into old wine skins, when the wine begin to ferment, it'll burst the wine skin. You put new wine into new wine skin.
Yes.
In other words, you can't try to keep your old thoughts and do what God is trying to do in your life.
You've
got to change your thinking. You can't have your old way of thinking and think that you're going to be able to be everything that Yahweh wants you to be.
Not going to happen.
And he can give you something, but if you try to keep it with your old thinking, you'll lose it. We can only keep the new things that Yahweh does for us by thinking his way. We have to change the way we think to keep what he's given us. Take control of your thinking.
My Lord.
Take control. As a man thinketh, sha'ar. As a man sha'ar.
Sha'ar.
So is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. So is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, nefesh, so is he.
So is
you'll become what you're thinking. You'll have what you're thinking. So we want to be thinking in line with God's word. We want to be thinking those good, pure, right, holy, lovely things so that they will manifest in our life. But we're going to have to take control of our thinking.
Amen.
Whew. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. My, my, my. My Lord, what a message tonight. What a message, what a message, what a message. Child of God. Child of God.
Ooh, glory to
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you. You know you got to train that mind.
Got to train that mind.
God don't lead you to the place, but God's mind don't lead you, you're going the wrong place.
Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody got something to say to the apostle? Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I enjoy the message every time. You know, just have my spirit leaping for joy. I just thank God for this because I know that I'm on the same accord because that's what God gave me this year. Somebody asked me about the New Year's resolution, and I said to not sit around negative people. The Bible says to not sit in the council of the ungodly. And I said, You know, I don't want to be around that. You know, and all the things that you're saying is so true, and it just reminds me of what God had told me some time ago, about so as you think it, so shall you be. And
that's
I remember my grandfather died when I was 10 years old. And I went on the back steps of the church because I didn't have anybody else to talk to but God. And so I went and asked God, I said, Lord, why did my grandfather have to die? He was a good man. I didn't understand. And later on in the years when God wanted to get my attention and let me know, he came back and he said, you remember when you asked me why did he have to die? He said, because he believed in the doctors and not in me. And I was like, wow. So that is a true message. We have to believe in God. If they give you a report, you write your own report. You don't let them tell you when you're going to die and when this is going to happen. A lady came to me back in the 80s, and she told me, she said, we was having lunch at the cafeteria, and she said, you know, Dolores, she said, bring your Bible. I said, okay. She said, you know, my brother went to the doctor, and the doctor told him he was going to die. She said, guess what? I thought she was going to tell me that he prayed and he lived. She said, and he died. I said, no, they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nobody can tell you when you can die. Nobody
That's right.
has that authority. I said, but God. I said, so he believed in the doctors and not in God. And she said, you know what? That is right. Nobody can tell. So we have to believe God's word. When you take that to heart, when you believe God's word, you can have what you say. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And
that's
we have
right.
to do that. And that's why a lot of people are in situations that they are, because they allow another man. The Bible says, cease for man whose breath is in his nostrils. So they go to man letting them tell them what they can do. And we have to stick with God's word. Just what it says is what it'll do if you apply it. So, amen. I appreciate that. That is a wonderful message. Wonderful.
Glory. Amen.
Glory to God.
Dr. Newsom?
Yes, sir.
This lady was a graduate with us at Cornerstone University. She also was a student there. Received
Glory
her doctorate.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 God
bless you.
Amen. Thank you. I received that. You gave me a message, too, Dr. Newsom. Barbara and I was walking down, and you gave me a message. You said God has something great for you. I don't know if you remember that. I'm that person.
Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's sure good to hear you again, hear your voice.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to hear you as well. It's good to hear you. I praise God. I thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And then in addition, Dr. Newsom, I got to praying and asking God to help me with the radio station praying those positive things you're talking about. And I said, Lord, I said, I just need to talk to somebody who can just help me to move forward. And the lady's number came up, and I said, oh, oh boy. So the spirit said, call her back. I called her back and told her what the Lord told me. She says, I'm ready to go to work right now. What do you want? I said, wow.
Glory to God. Oh, that's wonderful. Glory to God.
You know, because of the fact that everybody tell me, because I've had, I use this word, I've had an encounter with unrighteousness, but I'm overcomer.
Amen.
And I am not, I'm not sick. I'm healed.
That's right.
My mind says, my thoughts say, I'm healed.
That's right.
Say, I'm healed. Some people come and say, well, huh? Last time we saw you, I said, no, last time you ain't seen me, I was walking with them. Well, you know, no, I don't. No, no. You got to make sure you got to love them, you got to pray with them, but you can't let them change your mind.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hey, can I say something? Can I say something, Dr. Hunter?
Go right ahead.
The scripture clearly says that we are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body.
In a body.
And the scripture clearly shows us, because I showed you the scripture tonight, the inward man is what runs, makes everything come on the outside. The body don't run anything.
Amen.
The body is not what makes all the manifestations come forth. It's the inward man. The whole
inward man. Inward man.
So the body said, oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm not feeling well. Well, you know what? The inward man have to say that, hey, with his stripes, the body has to line up.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody got a word to say to Dr. Newsom tonight? Anybody else?
God bless Dr. Newsom.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God, for that some awesome word, a word of hope, a word of reaffirming, you know, God's word, and just encouraging the people's heart, you know, to believe and to stand on God's word only. I know the doctor, Dolores, just said, you know, we have the opportunity to rewrite, well, you said it as well, to rewrite whatever the doctor say, whatever anybody say, or anything that goes on in our life. And I know the Holy Spirit told me this year, you know, tell the people, this is a new year, a new book. You have not written anything in this new book. Write your book.
Write it.
Write your life out, how you want it to go for this year, and watch God manifest that thing. And that's what we have to stand on. We have to stand on. Just because the doctor said you might have a broken toe, but no, a fractured toe, a broken toe, but you said it's a fractured toe. My toe is healed in the name of Jesus. I don't want to speak nothing on nobody, but because our words are powerful, so we have to be mindful of what we say as well. But
right.
I know the doctor tell me I got a broken toe, I'm still speaking the word of God. It might look like I got a broken toe. I might even have a broken toe, but I'm still healed by his stripes. So, and was healed. It was, was healed. It's past tense. So no matter what the doctor has spoken, God has already written our life. We all been predestined.
That's right.
Even mother's womb. So he might say, yeah, you got a broken toe now, but my God says my toe's healed.
Yeah.
I just think the reaffirming word, you know, that bring hope and encourage people, that we just need to continue to stand on God's word no matter what. You know, we can't waver. We cannot waver from God's word. You know,
that's right.
The just shall do what? We shall live by faith. And
faith.
Those who come to him must first do what? Believe that he is God.
That's right.
We can't even, that we got to know that we know that we know that
that's
we
right.
know that he is who he say he is.
That's right. Amen.
Word. It was a fresh word. It was a new word. You know, a lot of times we talk about what goes in the temple, but we don't talk about what comes out of the temple. And we
That's
know
right.
what goes in is not what defiles it, but it's what comes out of the temple. So I just bless the Lord for the word, rich word, rich word.
Amen.
The word eat, digest, and give somebody else some.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, I want you to know, Dr. Newsom, hang in there with us, stay on the line with us. I got a young lady that's also going to Cornerstone University. Her name is Monica Hatchett, and she is regarding a first responder. Let's hear her tonight. Are you right?
Amen.
Go ahead, Monica.
Hello, Dr. Hannah and everything, and my other brothers and sisters in Christ. And I was wanting to speak tonight about the children of the world today and everything. God bless each and every one of us with talent. Some can do with people, and some can do with tasks and everything. And some of us, He overabundantly blesses us, and we don't need to take it and bury it and hide it. We might not know how to do it. We might not have the finances, but we don't need the money. We need the wisdom. We need the wisdom, you know, to figure out how to get some money. We need the wisdom to do with relationships. We need the wisdom to know how to reach back and capture other souls. And this way, the circular world will be getting all the souls, and Jesus Christ's kingdom will be doing so.
Amen.
I take kids ice skating, and when I take them ice skating, they also do YouTube videos, and they mostly are spiritual. Now, I can't open up the Bible because of their parents and everything, they come from different backgrounds, but what I can tell them is say, this is the Holy Bible, this is the King James Version, and Jesus Christ died for sins. When they know that Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for your sins, and Buddha didn't die for your sins. Buddha didn't take those 39 stripes for all your sins and for the fact that you deal with flesh every day. But I want to get them while they're young and break generational curses over them. And I want to show them a part of life that so that perhaps their parents can teach it to them or whatever. And this is how God works in the body of Christ. I was blessed to learn how to do something of that nature and then rebirth back into me. And I know, and I talked to my other minister people, my mentors, and they're like, well, many people are Joseph. Okay, we were born with dreams, and the devil is a dream thief. And I said, well, Father God, I need the blood of Jesus. I'm going to take this dream of mine, and I'm going to put it in other people, and that's the gift. And so, and this is the reason why I say this, and I want to say nationwide that we need to spread our good works, and we need to spread the word of God. We need to spread our gifts around spiritually. And Jesus Christ will bless us. And he's not bless my man.
Oh.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, sister. You're on the line.
Okay, and so that's why I have my first response, my Children's Crisis Ministry.com and everything, and I work with the prisoners to get them out, say, minds out of prison, and I pay them $10 for doing a poem. It's always wisdom and favor or wisdom and grace and mercy, wisdom and some other template that I work with. So they will know that you need wisdom first to do these things. You don't need money first. You need wisdom first because a fool and his money is doing the part.
Amen.
You need the favor of God. You need anointing. You need his grace and his mercy. And you need all those in your mind. Then anyway, your soul will go to the right place to get them. And I understand that you're in a place of confinement, but in your mind, nobody has to know what you're thinking but you and Jesus. You can pray in your mind without moving your lips. That mind is powerful, and that is the perfect place to teach it. But I also want to teach people that before they have to go to prison. I want to get them, even if they're in CPS, the women that are in the shelters, the ones that are at the bus stop, the one that downtown at McDonald's, because I went down there and I did some prophesying, and I saw people begging, you know. And you're at McDonald's and you're begging and you're downtown, and that's not God. God don't want us doing that. You know, and I preached to him. I said, this is how you get it. And it's not someone says, now, I recommend you give me something. I had a problem with that because they won't fall short. But see, there's nothing wrong with your health and your strength. But if I give this something to you, are you going to take it and go buy some liquor with it? And this is the reason why I say you need the Bible in you. Because, you know, you have many doctors up there, and they were evil with their medicine. So if you get the Bible in you, you don't have to worry about pieces of your life being exposed. So what about when you become that mega church that you fall because you're still dealing with that demon that you wasn't able to conquer because there's something in that Bible that you didn't read. It's some kind of prayer or intimacy that you didn't spend with Jesus Christ that you need to have spent with him, and you just think that you are larger. You know, you're above the law because you were mega. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, go ahead.
So therefore, I'm in a master's degree class, and we're talking about the template. And instead of me speaking on my template, I've had encouragement from several people to teach me what I can do with that degree and everything. But I told them, me reaching back and helping people and doing what I am doing, it's a great access to me. It gives me a fulfillment in life that I can put the Bible with it, the King James Version Bible.
Amen. Well, hallelujah.
I have seen things grow in my life, and I have been connected with people and your team as well, Dr. Hunter, and we have grown. And this is our first year with this radio, but in the name of Jesus, make sure this time we're going to be doing a radio and television.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things I want to do tonight while Monica's here with the first responder, I will say what the Lord has told me. I will lift my eyes unto the hill, for whence goeth my help coming from the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why do I lift my eyes from the Lord? Because he that keep it, he will neither slumber nor sleep. And the Bible says, he that keep it Israel, he, God, that keep it Israel, shall neither slumber. You know when you slumber like you're about ready to go to sleep? God will neither slumber nor sleep. But his eyes open unto us. And I say this to y'all today because some are hearing and we're doing it. I'm believing for the greatest revival that we're going to hit the state of Texas like we've never seen it before.
Yes.
I know what God has shown
us.
And we're doing it right now. We're going to start in Huntsville, Texas. We're going to move back to Houston, but God said, fan the flame, fan the flame. I said, well, he said, obey me. And I obeyed God. I have a witness. I prayed. I said, Lord, I said, I'm still trying to get there. He said, no, let me move it down to you. God started downloading me. And God said, there's a church available up there. I said, okay, Lord. So I called this particular host that I have with me. We prayed. We talked about it. She said, we got it. I said, she got the kind of faith I got. Now we have a church. We're going to get a church. We got more people. We got a program that's on Friday night. Man, I mean, it's full of fire. And we talk about what the Bible says. The Bible says these words. And you know, if you go to the book of John, chapter John, you find it there. Now it says, John the Baptist said, there cometh one whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose.
Amen.
But he's coming. He's coming. He's going to take notice. A, he's going to baptize you. C, with the Holy Ghost. I mean, B, with the Holy Ghost. Going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. And C, he's going to, and fire. and fire and fire and
yeah.
fire. Because when the fire come, can't nobody hang around God. Amen. And we're watching God do things like never done seen before. We just had a meeting here not too long ago. I just got to praise you, Father. And then I went up there, had a meeting with people. Didn't know where, but we had a meeting. We stood at a place called the Dairy Queen. Didn't know what God was getting ready to do. I said, I'm here to do the meeting. I'll be back in Houston. I said, I'll be in about 30, 40 minutes. And I said, okay. Didn't even happen. I was over there almost 2 hours. When I began and put my eyes on what God was saying, a young lady came in. She works there. And God said to me, she wants to be a doctor. He said, speak it to her. I looked up and said, you want to be a doctor? And she said, what? I said, you want to be a doctor? And as a result, I let Dr. McClung tell her what else happened, doctor. Whew.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, we've seen the power of the Holy Ghost move in the place. That's, and you know, the people in Houston have never seen that before. And while we were sitting there having a meeting, and when the Lord spoke to him and he gave this woman the word, telling her that she wanted to be a doctor, well, she got excited. And she started laughing. She got excited, and she went and told her friend. She went and told her friend, said, it's a man. He done told me, he was telling these things about myself. So she went and told her friend, came back, and she said, I brought my friend back with me. She said, because I want you to do for her what you did for me. So we had a good time, and Dr. Hunter began to speak a word in her life, but it just demonstrated the power of the Holy Ghost. And they got so excited, they still telling people. And, you know, and then Sister Geraldine, Dr. Hunter had spoke to six people. He says, one more. Seventh person came in, which is a lady of God, and he prayed and she prayed. And you know what I have to say this, Dr. Hunter? After you had gone, she asked me, she said, is he an apostle? I said, yes, he is. She said, I felt it. She said, I felt it. And I was
praise
wow.
God.
She said, because
wow.
he's strong. She said, he's strong. She said, I felt that. And
yeah.
I was like, yes, he is. And, you know, and we got to talking, and she said, I felt his strength. And I said, yeah, God used strong people for his glory. And we just rejoiced even after y'all left. So it was just truly amazing. These young people were excited. They still excited. And now they're going around telling everybody what happened to them. It was amazing.
And also, Dr. Newsom,
Yes, sir.
Said, make sure we get Dr. Newsom up there one night.
Yes.
Make sure we get him up there one night. That's who we will. We will.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
That's who we will. But I'm saying, man, we get ready to see some glory of God when God showed us all simultaneously right there in Hempstead. The fire is going
to
fall like it never
glory
fell.
To God.
And the truck's going to be stopping. People going to say, what in the world is going on? But God promised. He promised us.
He promised us.
And I tell you what, I've never seen so many people that bait. All of a sudden, like bees coming to the beehive, check on and see if their honey was still there. I've never seen so many people come in there.
Glory.
That's God. It ain't
that's
where honey is God. It's God.
God. Amen.
It's God.
Amen.
And
glory
I told
to
her,
God.
I said, I told her that from Georgia, she's going to be also some other. And I say to everybody that's on the radio line that's been on there, you stay with KESK radio station because we are getting ready to take this thing. This thing has exploded. You just haven't seen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You haven't seen. Woo! 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 Praise God. I'm here to say that what I know because I began to tell them about time past. I said, let me show you what. Back 40-some years ago, I walked with a man named John Osteen.
Amen.
And he had me to become his personal bodyguard. By walking with him, and I humbled me because I was a Baptist. Wasn't me walking with this, but he had something I wanted. I wanted to know what it was. It's called the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's called the anointing.
Yeah.
And he made mention of that one man, Seymour. I said, he got my attention now. And I was there with him for 20 plus years. And one day I was there praying. And I came by doing lunchtime. I said, Pastor, I said, I've been having a vision. He said, what it was? What was it, Brother Hunter? He'd always call me Brother Hunter. And I told him, I said, God showed me a picture of the church you've been in the building. He said, what church? He kind of stood up and looked at me and said, what? I never forget his face. He wasn't a tall man. He was a short man. But his eyes got blue, and he looked at me. And he said, well, come in here. Let me show you what. He said, come in here, Brother Hunter. That was Dr. Deering, another gentleman that he had to trust. And we sit there, and that was what he said. Is this what God showed you? I said, yes, sir. And everybody said, why does God show stuff to you? Because God has me doing what I said. God, whatever you have me to do, I will do it.
Yeah.
I will do it.
That's it.
I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed. I'm not pumped up, but I'm pressing in. And I want to thank y'all tonight. We usually say, and we say to Monica, we're going to keep you in prayer. We're going to believe God, what God's going to do for you, through you, in you, and by you. Because where you are out there as an evangelist, fighting a good fight of faith. And you're going to say to the people, you ain't got a custom, but I like to be, you know, Jesus said, except we become like little children, we ain't going to the kingdom. We got to come like that. And I want to tell you this much, God, tonight has been a good night. Woo, it's been a good night.
Glory to God.
It's been a good night. I tell you, I took all of them. I put some stuff down, I think sober, bring your mind a change, and think of change. I said, look here. Scriptures I've been quoting. See, the more we quote the scriptures, the more, kadosh, the more we speak the scriptures, the more we line our spirit up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Monica?
Hallelujah. Monica? I will say that. Next level.
All right. Well, here's what I want you to do, Monica. I want you to start off in prayer because we're going to have some prayer time. You go ahead and start prayer. Go ahead. Let the Holy Ghost flow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, to your holy name. I glorify your holy name, dear Heavenly Father God. I bow down to you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father God, to your holy name. Give me the highest glory, and I give you the highest praise. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father God, for waking me up this morning. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father God, for starting me on my way. I'm not in jail. I'm not in prison. I'm not in a courthouse for any negative reason. I've got a roof over my head. I got clothes on my back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for sending the Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross to die for Monica Hanson and her sisters, Father God. I get ready for what you do, Heavenly Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got my all too on. I've got my all too rich. I've got my peace of mind. I've got a roof over my head. I've got all hallelujah, Jesus. Father God. I mean, my master's degree. I started off in my associates. I got 3 more months to march to my master's degree, Father God. Just thrill. You just fill my mind with your wisdom. It's not even about that piece of paper. It's about my walk with you, dear Father God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I need the blood of Jesus. In the name. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom. Anointing. Guidance, discernment, wisdom with relationships, wisdom with my finances, wisdom with my boys, wisdom with my children, to the 1,000 power. John the third in my life, John the third, John the next, John the generation of curses. Hallelujah, Jesus. John the bank of poverty, the 360, Father God. Hosanna, I'm better than that bank of shit. But the devil makes no evil. Turn around for Monica in the Hampshire School, Dr. Hunter School. Everyone that's listening to this radio station, turn around for your good. To the 1,000 power, turn around, Father God, for your glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Memorizing Bible scriptures, being the walking Bible, a sold out Christian. The Heavenly Father God, take this gospel radio station, saving souls, Father God, from the north, the south, the east, the west,
seven different languages, Father God. She out about going to international college, Lord Jesus, even getting people in the military. Give up on the sea, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. Yeah, I'm here in the book, Oshia. Get the radio stations for the people that are in the prisons, Father God. Give us your faith, Lord Jesus. She on the book, Oshia. Let people know that it was you, dear Lord, Father God, because we come to you. We have no power. We have no strength. We have the Holy Father God, and let us give it to us, Father God, through this gospel, Blood Talk Radio. Take us beyond the nations, the same souls of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, and on is your blood, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel it's okay with our future, anointing, wisdom, diamonds, discernment, character, class, integrity, intuition. Hallelujah, Father, for your obedience and your discipline in the Holy Bible, in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Spirit. It empowers us in your Holy Bible, your Holy Ghost, and your Holy Spirit. Let the leaves arise up against you in your name, Heavenly Father God. From the top of our heads, down to the soles of our feet, Father God. Let the leaves arise up against us, Father God, in your name, the Heavenly Father God. I'm here. Let the Lord know what I'm saying. Memorizing Bible scriptures. Be in the walking Bible. I participate in the church house spiritually. Spiritually enlarge our church house, Father God. The right people in our life. Let's not turn back. Let's not fall into our bummers again. Lock those doors, Jesus, and open up spiritual doors, Father God. Spiritually, enlarge our territory. Spiritually, enlarge our territory. To the 1,000 power. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Go ahead, Dr. DeLuke.
You talking to me, Dr.
Hunter? No, I'm talking to the lady in Dr. DeLuke.
Okay.
641, are you there?
Oh,
you talking to me, Dr. Hunter?
Yeah, go ahead and pray the prayer. We got to move it up. Go ahead.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine in the kingdom, in the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Oh, praise God. That lady, your last phone number is 8640. 8640. Go ahead and lead us in prayer. Woo. 8640. Go ahead. Lead us in prayer.
Thank you, Lord. I lift your name up, Lord. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the praise. Be exalted, O God. I bless your holy name. Lord, I pray that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I bind all the attacks of the enemy in Jesus' name. And I pray, Most High God, that your will go forward. Your will press forward in Jesus' name. I lift up those that are listening, Most High God. I pray that you will touch their heart, that you will enlighten them, that the word that is forth, Most High God, will take root and bear fruit. I pray, Most High God, that the efforts that are being put forth in Jesus' name and by his grace will not be in vain. In Jesus' name, that it will bear fruit. I pray that you will encourage those that are in this ministry, Most High God, that it will grow, that it will expand, that you would add to this ministry godly, serious men and women of God that are focused and determined, and that men and women of excellence, men and women of determination, men and women of loyalty, men and women of integrity. I pray for finances, Most High God, that you will open up the windows of heaven. That money will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That men will give unto the financial steward of this ministry good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That money will not do. That money will not, we will never lack in this ministry. That it will be in abundance, an overflow of finances to support your cause, to support your vision, they'll give it to the man of God. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will give him ideas and witty inventions, Most High God. I pray that you will bring online more ministries online that will be joined and added to this cause that are glorifying you, that honor you, that lift you up, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I pray that the focus will always be about you. For you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. In Jesus' name, I pray that we will stand together unified as one in Jesus' name for your cause. For if we stand on one accord, I pray, Lord, that the spirit of fire will fall upon this ministry. It will grow. It will grow in Jesus' name.
Yes,
that listeners and followers will be added to this ministry, Lord, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, that this particular radio ministry will become well-known. It will expand. It will grow. And ministries will come online and be birthed and set forth from this ministry in Jesus' name. I pray that the leaders will always maintain integrity and honor. I pray that they will stand on the word of God. I pray that you will continue to encourage them and refresh them, that they will never grow weary, Lord. I pray that goodness and mercy shall follow the leaders of this ministry all the days of their life. I pray that you will give them wisdom, Most High God, in all the decisions they make in regard to the going forward of this ministry, Lord. Give them wisdom, Lord. Give them wisdom. May they not follow bribes, or may they not follow anything that is not of God, but their decision will always be to God be the glory. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for this ministry, what you are doing for this ministry, and what you will continue to do. May we never do anything that will bring shame or dishonor to your name, Most High God.
Yes.
But if everything will be
please.
To your name, honor
please.
The Lord. Keep our hands from doing anything foolish that will cause shame to come or reproach to come upon this ministry that will hinder the advancement of this cause. In Jesus' name, I just pray that it will grow, and that we will be astonished at how rapidly it will grow. Supernaturally move and multiply, Lord, this ministry, and help us all to maintain our integrity. To be men and women of honor, holy men and women of God, men and women of the word, men and women of our word, Most High God, so that you can move through us unhindered. I thank you, Lord, for answering and hearing our prayers. We lift our prayers up with one accord. For two or three can come together and gather in your name, you are in the midst. And if one could put 1,000 to flight, oh, what can 2 and 3 and 4 do in Jesus' name? And we're lifting up oneness and unity and prayer, and we're lifting up this ministry, and we're lifting up the souls that will be added to this ministry in Jesus' name. I pray and I thank you for hearing our prayers. We lift this prayer up in one accord, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Dr. Newsom.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
With your leadership.
Father, in the name of Yeshua, Father, we just thank you. We love you. We love you. Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, the only true living God, there's no other God besides you. You're God all by yourself. Every other God is false gods. You're the only true living God, and we love you. You're a good God. You are a good God. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're kind, and you're just, and you're full of mercy, and it endures forever. And we just thank you. We love you. You're so real, Yahweh. Father, you're so real, and we just thank you. Now Father, I'd like to pray for Dr. Hunter. Lord God, thank you for Dr. Hunter, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing with his life and in this ministry, Father God. Thank you for him, Father. And, Father, give him thank you for giving him all the divine health that he needs, Father God. And thank you for letting him live as long as he want to live, Lord God, in divine health, Father. In the name of Yeshua, bless his wife, bless his children, bless his grandchild. Father God, just bless everything continually about him and let him just enjoy life, Father, and help him to continue to encourage the saints and so that disciples can be made and souls be won. We just thank you for him, Father. Father, give him all the money he needs. Give him all the people he needs. Give him all the help that he needs. Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, Father. Keep them. Keep them. And Yahweh, we know that you are able to even make organs new. We know that. You're
yes.
the one made them in the first place.
Yes.
We know that you can make organs new. Give
yes.
him new organs in his body.
Lord, I receive it.
New organs in his body.
I receive it.
Touch his body. Prepare his body to live a long time.
I receive it.
In the name of Yeshua. There's
Amen.
Nothing too hard for you. Nothing
Amen.
Too hard for you. Keep them going. Build them up.
Amen.
Expand them. Expand them. And bless them spiritually, physically, financially, and socially in the name of Yeshua.
Sure.
And Father God, all those who were, all the ministers that were on tonight, all the women who just got through praying, all your mighty servants and ministers of God, Father, continue to encourage them. Continue to build them up. Don't let anything hurt them. In the name of Yeshua.
Sure.
Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua,
Yahweh,
give them new organs in their body. Create them, make them strong, make them new. Satisfy them with long life. Let them live as long as they want to live in divine health and long life. Bless their households, their families. You're the lifter up of our head. You can lift their pockets too. Lift their pocketbooks. Lift everything about them. Elevate them. Give them a fresh anointing in the name of Yeshua. Surprise them with some things that they didn't even knew they wanted. Surprise them, Yahweh. You are the God of surprises. Surprise them. You know more of what we want than what we want.
Yeah.
And what we know. Give them the desires of their heart, Father. Let them live a long time in peace and joy and prosperity. I speak it over their lives. I decree it in the name of Yeshua. You're
sure.
a good God, and you come to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Give them the abundant life like never before, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Everyone that's hearing this prayer, give it to them, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Remove all fear. Remove all doubt. In the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Yeshua HaMashiach, tonight's the night that we come and say thank you. Elohim, we say thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you. We thank you for everything you have done in view of everything. Elohim, and I say to you, Yeshua, I can do nothing without you not giving me the right to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
I thank you for bringing the radio station on. It was a birth in my mind. You have it now. I want to thank you for the prayers that have been prayed. But those who prayed for the radio station, I pray, Father, that every prayer prayed, the need that they have will be met also. The desire will also. Let us become a holy one. A holy one. Become like Yeshua. Become one. And Father, we just want to say thank you tonight. Even though it's raining here in Houston, we said thank you for the rain. The rain is coming down. We give you praise. We give you love. Most of all, we ask you for the continuous fire of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Let our eyes be seeing fire. Let our ears be seeing fire. Let our whole place from the top to the bottom, fire. Fire. Because, Father, in the Word of God has said, when Ezekiel saw it, he said it from the waist up, he saw fire. From the waist down, he saw fire. And, Father, we just believe in this time we now live in. Because we know that you have a sweet call. Give us the fire, upper. Give us the fire, Lord. Give us the fire to do what you said do. I want to thank you for everyone that came on the line tonight, Father. Some from all over the world are still on the line, but we thank you for just even listening. Father, thank you for that 1,100 that's on the line tonight, just listen. But I want to thank you most of all. You give us the power to speak your word. And we speak your word because it's you who's speaking through us. We won't speak if we don't hear you speak. We won't do if you don't say or do. But like my brother was teaching, Father, I want to thank you for the fivefold ministry. I want to thank you for every minister. I want to thank you for the apostle. I want to thank you for the prophet. I want to thank you for the teacher. I want to thank you for the pastor. I want to thank you for the evangelist. I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may come into the unity. The unity. And the unity, what you never do. Let the fire, the fire flow upon us, Father. And tonight we just come saying, thanking you for all you have done for us. From the rising this morning to where we are right now, we still praise you. And while we lay in our bodies, we come to a place called there. There you protect us. And we know, as he said, we have to take control of the mind. If the mind leads us wrong, we're going wrong. We want to thank you for guiding us by your Holy Spirit. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're leading and you're teaching us individually. You're showing us the anointing that you have upon us. And then I come before you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my pastor. I pray that you will keep her. I pray you will increase her, give her knowledge. Most of all, give her the job that must be done. I want to thank you for the school that she's involved in, that you will give the students that are there will become prosperous in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I want to thank you for blessing and keeping. I want to thank you for Emmanuel. I want to thank you for the school that we have, Father, that come out of Cornerstone. And thank you for letting some of them still walking in God. Father, we need your word more than our Lord. But we birthed it. You birthed it in us. And we just believe tonight. I thank you for all the wives, all the husbands, all the women who are going to be husbands, who are going to have a husband, and all the women and men. May that be a understanding of condition, what they say, what your word said. Father, I thank you. I thank you for Houston. I thank you for let the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost. I want to thank you for you, Holy Ghost. I want to thank you for the fire. The fire, the afterbath. Thank you, Holy Father. I pray tonight in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I thank you for the holy angels. I thank you for the angels that we have. I thank you for everything you have done for us. I thank you tonight. I thank you. I thank you. I praise you. I love you. I adore you. And I ask you tonight, touch us with the Holy Ghost. Fire. You said, when we pray, what we pray for, we have. We are praying that we will have the things we need, the things that are, that will be moving in this world. And then, Father, that I met, that we had the meeting, those individuals, the word is being spread. But, Father, we just declare and decree that there shall be a revival. Oh, glory. There shall be a revival starting with us first, starting with us, inner man, starting with us, our soul, starting with us, our body, starting with us, where God will speak to us. While we are walking, he'll still manifest himself. He'll show us what to do and how to do it. Hey. Thank you, Father. And then, Father, because it's still on my heart, I just lift up Dr. Newsom. I pray every desire that you place on his heart for the new mood of the new church. I pray, Father, that the money will be put in his hand. God, you'll bring it by somebody and say, here's what you need. Go and do it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You give his wife a better, give his wife, let her who she is for her children. Let her be most of all the woman of God, the woman that has no reputation. All the words we hear about her, she's quiet, she's peaceable, she's in love with her husband. Thank you, Father. So likewise be mine. I want to thank you for all of those, Father. I want to thank you for it. I want to praise you, Father. Father,
you.
Because without you, I can do nothing. But from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you because I say to those listening, on Texas, I've seen the fire start. It started at the bottom of Texas like it's a firebrand. It's a fire, it's a fire, it's a fire, it's a fire. And Father, we know that you're going to give us. The devil can't do nothing. He's a liar. We know he's defeated. We know he's defeated. See, he got defeated 2,000 years ago when Jesus defeated him. Jesus defeated him. Jesus said, he said, if you come in me and I'm in you, you can ask what you want and you'll do it. We're asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus. If you don't, and Father, if you're sure, if Jesus, you don't take us to the Yeshua, that we can just come before him, bow before him, and honor him and love him. Thank you for, number 8449. Thank you for number 8640. Thank you for 5415. Thank you for 1641. Thank you for 2557. Thank you for these numbers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for 8449. Thank you, Father, for 0617. Father, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire move out and touch, touch and bring in, Father. It's not my revival, it's your revival. But you said you're going to do it. You said everything will be according to what you have. We're walking by faith and not by sight. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire.
Thank you.
Let us not be grudging. Let us love one another. Let us let the world know we stand in love. We love in solidarity, in love. We thank you, Father. We don't have to look to the left or to the right. We'll keep our eyes straight up ahead. Thank you, Father. We pray for the pastors. We pray that they will come to the understanding and give their lives completely to Jesus. Not to this world that now live in, because the world has nothing. As my brother was teaching, the enemy comes in trying to lead you to another direction. Let them stay constant on their knees before you, Father. Let them stay constant in our book teaching. Let us stay constant in praying. Let us stay constant in searching your word. For your word is power. Your word has germinated. Your word makes us alive. I want to thank you, Father, for everyone that I know and where I live at right now. Even those are calling, Father, I want to believe right now. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Thank you.
I love you, Father. Bless, 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 bless. Right. Father. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it move. Let it move. Let it move upon us, Father. And keep us in a place called there. Thank you tonight. I love you tonight. Amen. And Providence, you got Providence, are you there? Hallelujah. Are you?
Hallelujah.
Providence, are you there?
Amen. Bless.
Amen. Go ahead and finish the prayer. If you
Amen. Gracious one, we just bless your holy name, God. We just lift you up. We just thank you for who you are. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father. Father, we thank you for every word that was spoken on this line tonight, Father. It was your word, Father God, and we bless you for it. And Father, you told us to put you back in remembrance of your word. And Father God, you said whatever we remind you of that you shall do it. Your word should not return non-void to you, Father. God, I thank you right now, Father God, for the word of hope. God, the word of peace, the word of joy, Father God, the word of deliverance, God. Everything, Father God, that your word has set out to do, Father God, I thank you that it has had effect on each and every one of us. Because, Father, you said that you shall meet the people at their need, Father God. And we thank you for meeting our needs this day, this night, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, continue, Father God, to lead and to guide us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said the steps of a good man was ordered by you. And, Father, we need you to continue to order our steps, God. God, we need you to continue to download, Father, with your wisdom, with your knowledge, and your understanding, Father God, and your revelation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you right now. You said, my sheep know my voice, and know us where they shall follow. Now, Father, we thank you for hearing your voice tonight, Father. Continue to instruct us that we may do what's pleasing in your eyesight, Father God. Continue, Father God, to lead and guide us, that we may do, Father God, what you have called us to do in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And, God, I just pray right now, Father God, for everyone, Father God, in the listener audience that's listening, Father God, for that one does not save, God. There's something was said tonight, God, that would quicken their spirit that soul will be saved tonight. You said forbid one soul be lost, God. God, we can save you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now. Oh, God. God, you said you're married to the backslider. We thank you for turning that one around, God. God, we thank you right now, Father God, for that, even that person, God, that they felt like they didn't have any hope, Father God, in the situation, God. But God, they know through your word, Father God, that you have already done it, Father God, and we just thank you for the manifestation of it. You said on the cross, it is finished. Father, we stand on your word. It is finished. Why? It is done. And we thank you for doing it. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, and we send this prayer. Everyone that gave a word out tonight, Father God, I ask you right, God, to restore them, rejuvenate them, replenish them right now in the name of Jesus, God. Let a fresh wind, a fresh fire, a fresh anointing, God, fall fresh upon them now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Continue to light your people, Father God. Send you, Father God, to give them a new ideas. You said, behold, you would do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. And God, we thank you for the news. For this is the day you have made. We shall be glad, and we shall rejoice in it. For you have made us glad. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate you, Father. And we thank you for the abundant life that you have promised each and every one of us, Father God. Now, God, let us go and encourage your people to let them know that they have hope and they can have an abundant life in you as well. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, my beloved, I want to let y'all know tonight, I am so excited what y'all have done tonight. And because I always say what I say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
You too, Dr. Hannah.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Remember, until next time, we'll talk together. The peace of God be with you, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. Shalom, shalom.
Good night. God bless. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Love you. Love you. Woo. My, my, my. My, my, my. Mm. My, my, my. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Tonight, you've been a great blessing, Father, and I thank you for everything you have done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. 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 My, my, my. Such an anointed corner radio. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody but him. Nobody but him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Ma'am, Somebody else answered your line. I don't know, maybe they did, but I was so involved in what God was doing, and thank God for you, and most of all, I said, because you got the line, I said, Lord, please let her come back and hold us out. But God has been so good to us, so good to us. Obedience is the best, obedience. Me too. Woo, you got it. She is. But I will never insult her. I tell her, that's why I said we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for her. Ma'am? Yeah. I mean, she's a young lady. She's real, real black, but I try to tell her, I said, if you stay what I'm saying, I'm not going to try to lead you nowhere. But if you want to do as God shows, because I know what I've taken, I've done what God said, though, with what he's done. God moved me out of Houston, go to Houston. And I just said in my prayer, I prayed it, and next thing I know, God's manifested. I said, that's because of the prophets that was made to read. That would made me like towards the 2000 or 2000 what? When you make that prophecy to me? I know. That's all right. But God, your prophecy is coming to pass. It's coming to pass. See, the prophecy was made about Yeshua. Yeshua's son was coming. That was a prophecy. And he shall. And it was fulfilled. And so it's now what I'm seeing where I'm down there. When I see what God is showing me, all I can do is be quiet. Everybody at the house that I was crazy because I ain't talking much. Amen. No, I can't. I ain't. Yeah. Well, But that lady up there in Hempstead, she was in school. I had to help her when I was in school. I had to show her how to go and do something. She said, and when I met her, I said, you? She said, Brother Hunter. She says, you're the man of God. And I didn't know that the lady who was the seventh one that came here, because God was having me in the prophetic position. Things were happening. When he told me to that young girl about it, they spent everybody going, when he coming? I ain't coming, Jesus coming. I ain't coming, he's coming. Woo! And you know what it is? I tell you, that same place in Huntsville, Texas, because God said I want to release some people that were bound by the enemy of past and gone to now. I said, Lord, I'll do your will. That's all I'm going to tell you. He said, don't tell much. That's all I'm going to do because I'm going to obey God. But I know this. So you might as well get yourself ready together because when you just get yourself ready. Hell, glory. Yes, I've been praying for him. Oh yes, Jason, that's that boy, he's my nephew, he's my cousin nephew, and it's hard, my heart just goes out to him. Woo, he was an architect like I was at Prairie View, and he said, well, Uncle Willie, he's when I went over there to Germany, I told him about my dreams over there, so that's why we just tit for tat. What God is doing. The boy studies. He studies. He's up there in San Antonio. But I just say this here. God is so good. His mercy is. Woo! Ma'am? Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I mean, this new computer I got that God has blessed me with, this thing, I got, all I can say is, it's awesome. That's all I can say. Hallelujah. 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 My God. It was a great night, sister. It was a great night. Well, I wanted to come on. Well, I'm afraid to say the thing, but can you talk to her? What's too late to call her name? Oh. Well, you can tell her I wanted to be on the radio station. I want to be on the radio station if she wants to. You can, but I don't want her husband to cause no problem. If he's going to cause a problem, I ain't going that way no more because I've been through that. I said, this year I'm not going to listen to raps and scratch. I'm going to leave on the other side where I am and move on. God has shown me. That's all I can say. He has shown me what he's doing. I ain't got time to play no more. Playtime's over. I know, but I'm learning. Well, let me get up and do this. Go feed your body, and I'll call you back before I go to bed, okay? All right. No, we don't want that. I don't want that. Yeah. Is that somebody in the kitchen? That's not what I want. Wait a minute. Yeah.